Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7. Got to put my
hands up in the air. Ned, Justin Bieber has obviously been one of the most famous people on the planet for, I'm going to say, a good going on near on 10 years now.
Now, he's 24 now, so he has...
Maybe not 10 years, let's say 7 years.
He's nearly been... No, well, yeah, because he was found when he was like 13, and now he's 24. He's nearly been famous more than he, like, for longer than he actually hasn't been famous.
Imagine that. What a weird life to have lived for him. Yeah. But look, he's gone through, we've often discussed on the show, the phases of Bieber.
Yeah.
Like, there was the baby phase.
Yep.
There was the, I'm going to be a Justin Timberlake type boyfriend phase.
Yeah.
And now I believe we're in hippie Bieber phase. And I like it. I like he's growing his hair. He just doesn't really care about how he looks seemingly
right
anymore.
Right now.
Yeah. We're hippie Bieber.
I reckon that was about 2 years ago. Now I think we're in off the radar Bieber stage.
Oh, okay.
Like, you don't hear from him anymore.
So you think
like,
we've transitioned from hippie Bieber to off the radar Bieber?
Covered in tats, shaves his head. He's kind of just like on the down low. Like no one really knows where he is. I feel like this is off the radar.
He hasn't shaved his head, mate. And he's got the luscious.
Is he growing it back?
Oh, he's got the longest hair I've seen him ever have at the moment.
Well, maybe I'm thinking about 6 months ago that was off the radar.
That's
Bieber.
How off the radar he is. You haven't even seen a photo of him recently.
He's like in deep cover or something.
I don't know
like
why
that.
My Instagram always shows me pictures of him on the Explore page. Yeah. He's off on a holiday with Hailey Baldwin at the moment. And
right.
And he looks like he's got hair from like a skateboarding video in 2004.
That's cool.
That's how his hair looks at the moment.
Good, yeah.
The point I'm trying to make here is midway through hippie Bieber phase, he got very, very fast and loose with wearing clothes, seemingly, because there were two sets of photos that leaked showing the Biebs and the Biebs.
Full uncensored Biebs.
Yeah, we got to see Bieber and the Biebs.
Yep.
We got to see all of him, basically.
Yep.
The funny thing that happened is when those photos leaked, Spotify have announced that a 600% increase in streams happened
for
Justin Bieber's songs. So obviously the world was entranced by Biebs and wanted to hear his music. 600% increase in his streams. Isn't that crazy?
It's odd because I'm trying to think of what it correlates to. They're like people go like, oh, wow. Let's like, do you know how we have that song Confident?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, is he confident?
I like the concept that someone can be that famous that nude photos of them can leak and it's a promotional bonanza for them. Like it actually increases their popularity.
Well, Kim Kardashian's built like a 10-year career off it.
That's also very, very true. The funniest part about this is I'm starting to think like imagine if they'd been really – because full discretion, the Bieber photos are flattering.
Mm.
Like he looks good in them.
Yeah.
My point is imagine if he didn't. Would the streams go down, do you think? Would there be a 600% decrease in people searching for Justin Bieber's music?
See, I think they'd go up. I think you're probably hitting like 1,200% increase because people would feel bad for him. They go,
oh, let's give him some more money from the music.
That's not what you want.
Yeah,
like, that's embarrassing for him. Let's go and listen to Sorry a couple more times.
You think it could have been more than 600% potentially?
Yeah, absolutely.
All
feel like 600% is honestly low because people are going, well, he doesn't need the streams.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's fine, really.
He's doing okay in every aspect of life.
If the music goes away, at the end of the day, Bieber is still doing all right.
Okay. Well, look, I mean, that's an interesting way of looking at it. I'd never looked at that way before.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident, though, and nearly 100% certain this only works with a very select group of artists.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Exactly. If Elton John's nudes leaked, I don't think anyone's going to go listen to Crocodile Rock.
I was going to go with Meatloaf. I don't think it's going to be a 600% increase for him if all of a sudden he's in Bora Bora and we see Meatloaf. I don't think that's going to work. Good on the Biebs.
Poor Meatloaf.
Yeah, good on the
Biebs.
That
seemed like an attack on Meatloaf.
I'll never forget what he did to the grand final.
No one will.
The general Australian public will never forgive and never forget.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Ned, there is going to be a live-action remake with Danny DeVito, Michael Keaton, Colin Farrell of the Disney classic Dumbo.
I love Dumbo. Dumbo was such a cool story. I really, really enjoyed it.
Dumbo's a great movie.
Yeah.
And look, there is it's obviously a super old movie, so there's some stuff in Dumbo that's not that cool. But
the crows probably aren't.
I don't think
the crow's going to be in the next one.
I don't think they're going to be in the 2018 version. But look, the point I'm trying to make here is the actual fairy tale story of Dumbo, this elephant that, you know, was always made fun of because of his big ears. And then look at what his ears can do. He can fly.
Yeah.
Essentially, now I'm saying it out loud, it's kind of just ripping off Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But that's fine. That's neither here nor there.
But you're remember there was two lessons because it was like initially he was like, oh, look at this silly elephant. He's got massive ears and stuff like that. And then he could fly. And then he believed in himself because he had to have the lucky feather to fly. And then he lost the feather and he believed in himself and he could fly anyway.
That's right. I forgot about the whole feather thing. Yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's about self-belief and also not giving into bullies if you've got massive ears.
Yeah, exactly. So that's great news. They should have packed a third one in there as well. Also, be kind to mice. Yep. Also, elephants are cool. There was just a lot of messages in that movie.
One of the messages I took away from Dumbo was that elephants should not get drunk.
No.
And that was because one of the most terrifying things that I experienced as a child was the Pink Elephants on Parade song that was in that Dumbo movie.
Yeah.
It was scary. It was haunting.
Mm-hmm.
And Ned, you know this already, but maybe people around Canberra don't, Tim Burton is going to be directing the new Dumbo. Now, this is a guy who has made a professional living out of making weird, eerie things come to life.
So I'll just run you through a couple of his movies. So obviously he did Batman, Nightmare Before Christmas,
yep.
Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber on whatever, Fleet Street.
Yep.
He's done
Beetlejuice. Frankenweenie.
Frankenweenie, which is, that's a nice movie. Also, Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, some of that was a little bit creepy.
That was terrifying. Yep. Everything in that was scary. I remember watching Alice in Wonderland, the Disney movie, and going, this is a bit weird, and like, oh, the Queen's a bit mean. I watched the Tim Burton one and went, oh my God.
I was going to say, you know what, the funniest thing is, I was going to say, and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
But honestly, he probably made that movie as creepy as it should be. It's essentially just about child murder, the entire thing. Yeah. So yeah, he probably made that as creepy as it. The
Absolutely.
First one should have been creepier,
yeah.
to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, those Pink Elephants on Parade was already scary enough.
Mm-hmm.
But directed by Tim Burton, well, I mean, if you're forgetting what I'm talking about, have a listen to this.
Look out, look out. Pink elephants on parade, here they come, hippity hoppity, they're here, and there are pink elephants everywhere.
No, no
good. Look out, they're walking around the bed, on their head, clippity hoppity,
no, no good.
Parade.
Okay. All right, enough. Thank you. Okay, so that is already creepy enough, but with the visionary mind of Tim Burton, that will straight up traumatise children in 2018, I think.
Because at the end of the day, they were just kind of pink elephants that were walking around. It was scary as a kid because they were like psychedelic and weird things were happening and stuff was exploding.
You need to get rid of the music. If you're going to have Tim Burton direct it and have it be Tim Burton-ish, you need to get rid of the music because you can't have both. You can't have Tim Burton's version of that with that music because I think as a 27-year-old, I'd be terrified of that.
What if it's like a new, it's like they, like Marilyn Manson redoes it.
Oh, God.
And it's just like,
so, I love Marilyn Manson, but that's the only reason that's the only way that could be creepy, to be honest.
Well, they're friends. Like, they're real. Tim Burton and Marilyn Manson are very good friends.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah.
So he was like, I'll get on. I'll do like Bulls on Parade by Rage Against the Machine, except I'll change it to
Elephants on Parade. Yeah. Okay, Ned.
Not good. We're in for a shock in 2019.
Parents, be cautious when you see Dumbo come out. That's all I'm saying.
Imagine if it comes out just right at R.
Having said that, the trailer does look wonderful.
It looks beautiful.
Like a beautiful tale of self-belief and courage. Mm. Having said that, they do feature the pink elephants.
So he's
going to be in it.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Josh, I feel like right now I'm about to open the X-Files because I am about to blow the cover off a massive government conspiracy. It's happening very close to home as well. It's not in the ACT, but it's very close. The Blue Mountains.
Okay, so it's pretty far away, actually.
It's in the country, though.
Closer to Sydney than here.
Yeah, it's close. It's in the country.
Okay, good.
Which I'm counting as very close. For a very, 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 very long time, there has been apparently sightings, videos of the Blue Mountain Panther.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, just 2 weeks ago, there was actually video of a big cat. There was a picture of a big cat standing in the middle of the road, which was apparently taken on the Blue Mountains. And then there was also video coming out the other day of a cat climbing up the Blue Mountains.
Yeah.
Everyone's a little bit like, oh, is it real? Is it even from the Blue Mountains, the videos and the photos and stuff like that? Apparently, someone has been doing research for a lot longer than I have. They're saying the government officials have been shredding documents to do with the Blue Mountain Panther. People are covering it up. And also, there's been hair samples collected. There's been scat samples collected. There's been paw prints. And apparently, it's so low on the string of things that people aren't really looking into it like they should. But the government's covering it up. That's what I'm saying right now. There's a massive government conspiracy to cover up the Blue Mountain Panther, and I'm saying we need to get to the bottom of it because the cat's out there. It's eating goats. It's eating wombats. It's eating birds. It's living the absolute life of it. It's having the time of its life up there.
Okay, so fine. I need to know right now.
What?
So you wholeheartedly believe this?
I believe it. 100%, without a shadow of doubt in my mind. After I've seen this evidence, I've heard genuine government officials shredding documents about the Blue Mountain Panther. There's not a shadow of doubt in my mind that the panther exists.
Look, okay, fine. My only thing, and this is always my only thing when it comes to these conspiracy theories, I think the government have more important things to worry about than whether or not there's a panther in the Blue Mountains.
Look, it doesn't specify whether or not they were just shredding it because it was absolutely nonsense. No. It doesn't say that. But the fact they shredded it, that confirms they're guilty.
Okay. All right, then. I don't buy into this, but that's
fine. Getting to the bottom
If you are buying into it, okay, fine.
My cat-like senses are going to sniff out this cat.
You say they collected scat samples?
Yeah. I'm really distracted. I'm not a very good FBI agent.
Maturity is not our strong suit.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
The FIFA World Cup kicking off, well, technically tomorrow, but it is tonight if you are going to stay up. 1 a.m. this morning is when you're going to... Tomorrow morning, it's so confusing.
It's very, very confusing.
1 a.m. is when... Yeah. Next time it's 1 a.m., that's when the soccer starts.
Exactly, yeah.
Russia is taking on Saudi Arabia in the first game. The first time you can see Australia play is this Saturday night. A lot more convenient time, by the way. 8 p.m.
It's almost as if they've aligned it for us.
It's brilliant. We're taking on France. 8 p.m. on Saturday is when you can first watch the Aussies play in the 2018 FIFA World Cup. Now, look, the world is about to go football mad. Mm-hmm. This happens every time the World Cup's on. Everybody gets into it. I am already starting to see bandwagon jumpers, namely producer Maddie, just so excited about this I've never heard him speak about soccer before. So, look, this is great. I mean, fantastic for all these people to come out of the woodwork. One thing I will not tolerate is you getting into soccer, Ned, because you never have to me, and I've been your friend for 7 years. I've never heard you even remotely be excited about football.
I mean, I played it for 6 years, so I
never heard you even be remotely excited about watching it, following it. But I can guarantee, because I know how you are with sport, it's going to be big. You are going to enjoy the World Cup.
Like I
you
said, I played it for over half a decade.
You
but
will
that's
have
fine.
A Socceroos jersey by the end of the week.
How is that a bad thing? I don't understand why you get so mad at people who want to go for our country,
who are bandwagon jumpers.
You can get excited.
Other soccer fans get mad at bandwagon jumpers.
I don't like soccer most of the year. It doesn't mean I can't like it for World Cup.
We are the absolute biggest country in the world for bandwagon jumping. Think about it. The Melbourne Cup, everyone all of a sudden gets into horse racing. Yep. The Australian Open, everyone all of a sudden gets into tennis. The Super Bowl is becoming much more of a thing now. People all of a sudden are right into American football.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, let's be honest with ourselves.
Well, if you're into the horse racing all year round, that's actually is a problem.
You know,
so.
Well, then no, it's
gambling
fine.
Is
or
a problem.
Maybe you work in the industry.
Yeah, well,
that's
that
also another thing.
That's your job then. Yeah. So you have to be into your job.
The point I'm trying to make here is World Cup fever is about to hit peak because today is the first day. I'm excited. But one thing I did see yesterday in the news is the 2026 World Cup's also been decided where it's going to be held. And it's going to be held in what they've called the United Bid. So the United Bid was the victorious team. That is going to be a joint hosting effort from Mexico, the United States of America, and Canada. They are all going to share hosting the World Cup. And to that, I say, no idea you could do that.
That's odd.
I had no idea you could just share the World Cup between three countries.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Morocco lost to the United Bid. I mean, poor Morocco. They should have got it just because they were willing to do it on their own.
Exactly.
They're like, look, guys, we're putting our hands up to just... Don't have to travel everywhere. Come to the one place.
Yeah, everyone just gets to come to Morocco, have some great food, and we'll all just chill out for half a second.
Or you could be traveling constantly between three countries as they host the World Cup. That's the one they picked.
It's a lot of jet lag's going to be happening that World Cup.
Let's do that with the Olympics. Australia can host the Olympics next. We'll do it with New Zealand. Maybe we do it with Bali as well. I'm thinking places that are close to us. Maybe Antarctica. Maybe we host the Winter Olympics.
I can't believe the Winter Olympics is not always held in Antarctica. That's dumb that that's not always in Antarctica.
I think getting the tourists down there is going to be hard.
That's fine. If you love the sport, you'll make the effort.
But now I know that this is possible. Mm. This is how the Olympics should always be held. The whole world should host the Olympics.
Yeah, exactly.
You just do the events in the places that it makes the most sense.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, great.
It absolutely does make sense. Just run around on what's that massive stretch of road in like Germany or whatever. Mm. Just have all the sprints there.
Really, actually, now I'm starting to think of that. I can't think of what Australia would get if we held the Olympics in the places that it made the most sense. What sport would we even get? Swimming?
Javelin? Discus?
Why javelin?
I don't know.
Swimming. I think we'd get swimming.
Swimming?
Yeah, do it at the pool at Bondi. That'd be pretty amazing.
Yeah, doing it at Bondi. That'd be pretty amazing. Just in that sea pool there. Waves crashing onto Olympic swimmers.
Jeez, you'd be salty if you're in Morocco today. Like, there's three countries ganged up on us to take the World Cup. That's not fair. Good luck to all football fans for putting up with bandwagon jumping. Non-football fans asking questions for the entire 2018 FIFA World Cup. Get into it!
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Josh, everyone out there, I mean, we're in winter now. I'm not going to say we're coming into winter, but everyone out there could potentially be getting a little bit sick.
Mm.
I managed to beat my sickness just as it was starting to get bad.
Mm.
I'm very, very lucky because I think I nipped it right before it got into like full swing sickness. You, unfortunately, my friend, you are down with the sickness.
I am. Ooh. Ah.
Yeah.
As very much down with the sickness.
You and are down with the sickness.
It's not good because honestly, at the moment, I am getting up to do this breakfast radio show every morning and going, no, I do not want to come in this morning. I need to stay in bed.
I mean, you're not doing yourself any favors.
No.
Last night you said for dinner you had ice cream. And what time did you go to bed last night? Like 11?
No, like 10:30.
Are you sure? Because I stopped playing PlayStation at about 10:30 and you were very much still going.
Yep. It was 10:30.
Okay. I don't believe you. I don't think you're doing yourself any favors. When I was sick, I was downing soothers like it was my job. I was having vitamin pills. I was drinking, like having soup and stuff like that.
You said to me before the last song that you had a way to help you not be sick anymore. So is it a preventative way or is it a way to help you if you already are sick?
If you are already sick.
Well, that's what I need.
If the ship has sailed.
Shut up and tell me what it is.
For me, it was great because I hadn't gotten fully sick. But because you are fully sick, you are too late for you to do the soup thing. What it is working out. You just need to get into working out a little bit. Exactly, Olivia.
Okay.
You couldn't have said it better, Olivia Newton-John. I've read an article saying that if you're feeling a little bit sick and you're teetering and if you're well enough to get out and about, go to the gym, go for a run, just get out and work because you'll sweat out your sickness, you'll feel a bit better.
I don't know how true that is.
And that's what we're going to test right now.
Oh, God.
You'll notice that I've put a microphone on the ground for you. I don't know how many push-ups you can do.
Out of sleep.
I know you very much have not gone to the gym in quite some time. I don't know how many push-ups you can do. I feel like you should get down and do as many as you can in order to make you feel better.
All right.
Okay.
Am I going to try this right now? Is that your whole goal?
That's why I put the microphone down there. So get down there, please. Down you go.
All right. I'm now on the ground.
Okay, perfect. How many push-ups
do you
think? Yeah, I can hear you. How many push-ups do you think you can do?
Probably four.
Probably four? Well, that's not much of a workout, but that's what we're going to have to settle for, all right? So you start doing four. Okay, so out of 10, how do you feel right now?
Fine.
You feel... In terms of sickness?
Oh, no. So 10 is really good?
Yep.
Yeah, no, I'm about a three.
You feel a three. All right, you start doing push-ups, and then let me know. Okay, so go for your first push-up. Oh, poor form.
Yeah.
You're bending your knees an awful lot, mate. So that's two push-ups. You sound like you're about to vomit.
Okay.
So that was literally three push-ups.
I'll do one more. I'm going to do one more.
Do one more to reach your goal of four push-ups. I know you go to a gym where they help you work out and stuff. I hope they're listening to this right now because you did four push-ups.
Don't blame them. I haven't been there in a very long time. It's not their fault.
Mm. So how are you feeling? You said you were at three before in terms of sickness.
Yeah.
Feel good?
And I feel that a -3 now. So what was that supposed to achieve?
Huh? It's meant to make you feel better. But honestly, I didn't read the article at all. It just said working out makes you feel better. So could have been a lie. Could have been true. Who knows? I just got you to do 4 push-ups.
I hate you so much.
Let's get physical. Come on and get physical.
You realise I'm never...
Josh, get into physical. Look really sick.
I'm never listening to you again.
I wouldn't have been in the first place.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Mm. We are taking your calls this morning on 131060 about whether or not you are a still relatively young person who uses a hot water bottle. Now, you are possibly considering it for this winter, but because of your vanity, you need the reassurance that other young people are using hot water bottles.
I just need to know if I'm going to get looks. Like, when I go and buy it, are they going to say, oh, is this for your mum? Because if they say that, I'll just say yes. I'll go, yeah, absolutely, for sure.
We're looking to back you up this morning.
Yep.
We got Sarah on the line from Belconnen. And Sarah, are you a fan of the hot water bottle?
I certainly am.
Great.
I certainly am.
Sarah, how often are you using? Are you using it right now? Is it cold enough to use?
Yes.
Great. And are you using it every night?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, as soon as it's cold enough, like autumn kicks in, yep. Hot water bottle, straight away, can't live without it.
Yeah.
And anybody who says that they don't like them is lying.
They are.
Every time I use mine, they try to steal them.
Exactly. And so, Sarah, the last time I was given a hot water bottle, it was fully prepared for me by my mother. So it was very, very long ago. Do you put boiling water in hot water bottles, or is that bad?
No, don't put boiling water in hot water bottles because they will explode and burn you.
Great. I'm glad I knew that because that would be horrible.
God, that would have actually been horrible.
Yeah, if I just
glad we did this for no other reason than now you know that.
Well, everyone knows it now because I would imagine the hotter the water, the better night's sleep you're going to get.
If you put boiling water into anything and it creates steam, which then is going to... Okay, no.
But it's plasticky, so I thought it'd just expand.
Sarah, just quickly, it will expand and then explode because it has a lid on the top of it.
It's like stretching.
Anyway, enough with the science lesson. Sarah, if you don't mind answering this, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Well, there you go.
Great,
there's exactly what you wanted, Ned. Somebody who's going to make you feel better about using a hot water bottle.
Yeah, great. That's exactly what I needed.
We got 2 more calls. Do you need them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right then. David's on the line from Fraser. David, what do you think about a hot water bottle?
I like them, but it's more my sister that she hasn't stopped using them since she was born, and she's now 25.
Yep. Perfect, David.
So still using the hot water bottle at 25.
I am a little bit more interested in you, though, David. How old are you, mate?
Me, I'm 28.
And are you? How often would you say you use a hot water bottle?
Mate, I've not actually used one in years.
Yeah, okay.
I called up to my sister because she's crazy. She uses it in the middle of summer.
Oh, wow.
Really? So
it's actually like a, you know, like a comfort type thing.
Maybe
she's
like a reptile or something. They have cold blood and they always need to be warm. I realise how mean that just sounded.
Wow.
I'm really sorry, David, for calling your sister a reptile.
I did agree with you.
All right, well, there you go. I don't think that was an emphatic yes to the hot water bottle. That was a bit...
Your sister uses it too much.
Do we want to go for a third caller?
Well, we need to now.
Okay, we've got Mel on the line from Melbourne. Mel, what do you reckon?
Yep, for sure. Hot water bottle at work we use.
Oh, at work? There you go.
Every single day at work?
Oh, every now and then, when it's freezing.
What do you do? Do you sit on it? Do you put it like under your shirt and like hug it? Like, how do you have it at work?
Hug it on my legs. Yeah.
I can't imagine it would be good. It's like if you filled a whoopee cushion full of hot water. I imagine that's what if you sat on it, it'd just explode.
I'm glad you've got that, but for some reason the boiling water was news to you.
I just don't know how hot the water needs to be.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
I am pretty damn excited about this next story. I have uncovered that the secret behind the old baby on board sign that people put on their cars is not what the urban legend would have you believe. For the longest time, I thought that it was, as the urban legend suggests, something for like paramedics or police if there is a crash to know immediately that there is a baby on board and priority needs to be given to this car.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the baby's there and it's sort of like a women and children lifeboat situation. Like, you know, there's a baby in this car, so focus on this car first, all that sort of stuff. No, it's not.
It loses a little bit of its credibility when you see things like bad boy on board and it's like a baby, but it's like Calvin peeing on the sign. And I'm like, the police would turn up and go, Okay.
Yes, but
I don't know why you're sassing me.
As I just said, it's not that. It's not that at all. That is not actually where the baby on board sign originated. It originated with a guy who was driving slow home from the hospital and noticed that a lot of cars were getting very, very angry at him, tailgating him, trying to go past him. And he thought, you know what? I'm very nervous. I'm a new parent. I want him to drive a little bit slow with my baby on board. I'll put a sign so people know exactly what's going on.
Right, and it just caught on.
Do you know what I used to think it was as a kid? Like when I was a little kid, I used to actually look at it and think, you know what? I know what that sign's all about. And my legitimate understanding of that sign as a kid was kids, babies, really annoying.
Yeah,
always screaming, always crying. I thought the sign let you speed.
So you just go a bit faster.
I thought the sign let you speed home so you didn't have to be trapped in the car with your annoying screaming baby. I thought that's what the sign was for. I was like, oh, that's a parent. They're allowed to speed so they can go home quicker.
Yeah, the speeding camera would take a picture of your license plate.
See the baby on board sign and go, oh, no, no, they probably had a baby chucking a tantrum. They needed to go home quicker. I understand.
So what you thought was essentially the polar opposite of what the actual reason
so the guy wanted it so he could drive slower to protect his kids.
Essentially hazard lights.
Yep, I thought the kids are so annoying, you want to speed home so you can get out of a tiny metal box with them.
And at what age did you think this?
Oh, this was like 7.
Yeah.
So maybe
you were taking in what was going on around you and what your parents are saying to you, and you go, I know what's happening here. Mm. Kids are very annoying.
I just used to be very annoyed by my little sister. That was pretty much what it was, especially in the car. Shall we call it?
Yeah, let's call it.
That's the end of this morning's show. We have the old high five. That's right. High five alarm has been activated. We're going to be at Commonwealth Motors at some point after 11 a.m. and before 1 p.m. today. So do not miss out on your opportunity to come and say hello to us. That is going to be happening very, very soon.
That's right. Commonwealth Motors holding a huge 4-day sale. No reasonable offer refused. That's where we're going to be handing out high fives. Ooh. Come get a car and a high five.
We'll speak to you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Get up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.